and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Earlier this week, an auspicious anniversary passed for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. The Dallas Morning News noted that it's now been 6 years since Paxton was indicted on 3 felony charges related to securities fraud violations, violations for which Paxton still has not stood trial. The case has ground to a halt thanks to legal wrangling over case jurisdiction and legal fees for the many associated attorneys. If that weren't enough, the FBI is also reportedly investigating activities of Paxton and a key donor. And by the way, he's up for re-election next year. It's a lot to keep track of, and to help us sort through it all, we now bring in Lauren Magahi. She is investigative reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Lauren, welcome back to The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
That is a lot of stuff to keep track of. Of course, not the only legal issue Paxton faces either. He's also being investigated by the FBI because of his relationship with a campaign donor. Before we stray too far, first, tell us what's next in the saga that is the Attorney General's fight against these 6-year-old securities fraud charges.
Sure. Back in 2015, Ken Paxton was indicted by a grand jury in Collin County where these alleged crimes took place. And he's accused of duping people in an investment scheme in this startup that was based in McKinney, which is where he and his family have lived for a long time. And he was released on bond, $35,000, and has not faced trial. Since then, there have been a myriad of delays from Hurricane Harvey a few years ago, closing all of the criminal courts down in Houston where the case was moved, to mm-hmm. the case actually getting moved away from Collin County because of questions over potential lack of fairness in the jury pool who might be more pro-Paxton. And as you said, arguments over how much the attorneys should get paid. At this point, we are still in a fight over where the any potential trials should take place. They were moved from Collin to Harris County, and now they may be moved back to Collin County, and we're waiting for a final decision from the courts down in Harris on that.
What about that investigation by the FBI dealing with involving a campaign donor, Nate Paul? He's a developer from Austin, right?
That's correct.
A lot of moving parts here. Any movement in the inquiry?
We haven't heard anything publicly. The AP is the one that broke the news that the FBI has been investigating the two men's relationship, and we don't know a ton about how they met or why they seem to be entwined with each other. But the questions arose from some allegations made by senior staff who have now left the agency, alleging that Paxton was bribed, that he was swapping political favors with this man who is also a campaign donor, and that it had something to do with an alleged affair that Paxton was allegedly having with a woman that went to go work for Nate Paul. Lots of moving parts, but we don't have any answers yet, and there are no charges arisen from that investigation. So right now it's just at the investigatory stage.
And I presume the Attorney General has denied all of these published allegations?
That's correct. He denies the securities fraud allegations and is fighting those in court. And he denies that that anything untoward happened regarding his relationship with Nate Paul. And we will just have to see what the investigation turns up, if anything.
Well, how has the Attorney General's office functioned amid all of this?
They've had a lot of turnover in their top ranks. The individuals that accused Paxton of bribery and abuse of office were 8 of the most senior individuals in the entire agency. So they've replaced all of those folks and have, you know, had to start over in terms of their strategy there. We've also seen a pretty hard right turn on some issues from Paxton. He's obviously been very vocal about border issues since Joe Biden has moved into the White House. And, you know, a lot of that is being supported by the new folks that he's brought in to replace those folks that accused him of crimes.
And of course, that's with an eye to his reelection, which and he finds himself facing some interesting political battles here. 2 serious challengers within his own party, Land Commissioner George P. Bush and former state Supreme Court Justice Eva Guzman. Why do you think he's drawing such competition this election cycle?
Well, you know, it's he's never had a Republican primary opponent since he was elected attorney general. So it is telling that he now has 2. You know, I think they would probably say that because he hasn't been able to put one of these legal issues behind him regarding the securities fraud allegations, that gave them fodder to jump in the race and challenge him. He has been investigated for other alleged crimes in the past 6 years as well, but was able to kind of be cleared of those. But this one felony securities fraud case just isn't going away, and that really opens him up to challenge his third time around.
Lauren McGaughey is investigative reporter for the Dallas Morning News. We'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Lauren, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks so much, David.